Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture and the research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
I am Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Tron Ares?
God, they did another Tron.
They did a Tron, and it's Greek gods now.
Yes.
First, they went into Tron.
Yeah.
Next, they also went into Tron, but then they came out of Tron.
Yeah.
This time, they're out of Tron.
Tron's gone into you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Hey, I've never seen a Tron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is Tron?
It's a guy.
Hey, Jeff Bridges.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
I thought Tron's it was the realm.
No, wrong. Well, Tron's not actually a guy. It's a program.
He's a program. So in the first one,
Tron program.
Wait, so is it like an Agent Smith?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm there.
In the first one, Jeff Bridges makes Tron realm.
No, not quite.
I've not seen the first one in a long time.
Yeah.
I can tell you what happens in the second one.
Yeah. Well,
is it good to start in the middle?
No, wait.
Hang on.
In the first
Wait. Give me the second one, then you can do the first one, and then I will decide if that was a clever move.
Okay. Jeff Bridges' son.
Yes.
He is the inheritor of the Jeff Bridges fortune. But he's disillusioned by what they're doing, and he gets all pissed off and moody, and he drives his motorcycle to his dad's arcade. Yes.
When you say Jeff Bridges' legacy, and he becomes disillusioned with it, what is that legacy?
The company's making bad shit, maybe. I don't know.
Is this like a stock tech kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't want to be making weapons.
They're like, we're making weapons, or we're working with the army, some shit like that.
Okay.
So he gets pissed off and he rides his motorcycle to an arcade. And in the arcade, he's looking at all the games, and then he finds a secret room with the Tron computer. Mm-hmm. And he goes click, click, and then he gets scanned and sucked into Tron.
Okay.
And also his dad disappeared, I think.
Okay.
Jeff Bridges disappeared. Doesn't know where he is.
Yep.
Anyway, so he has to fight and battle his way through Tron, being like, what the hell is going on? And Tron is like a big computer game, but it's also a realm. Okay.
And also a guy, yes.
The guy is like the security for the realm.
Yeah.
And he does the disc game where you throw a disc around at each other, and the disc is also your life. The disc has all of your information on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds silly, but that's Tron, baby.
So you're throwing your life around.
And then he does the light cycle game, which is the classic Tron.
I've seen that in pop culture. So the disc game, so he's throwing his life around.
Yeah.
You got to throw it at each other, and you got to destroy the other person's disc. Or some, it's just like a game of can you aim with your, like you're throwing it at targets or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway,
Tron Legacy is dying called D-Rezzy.
I think it might be called D-Rezzing.
Yeah.
D-Rezzes. Yeah. So then he basically gets busted out of the, because he's in the games, and he gets busted out by a girl, and she's, instead of a light cycle, get this, she's got a light buggy. And she takes him out of the Tron city and into the Tron wilderness to a big mansion where Jeff Bridges lives.
Ah.
And he says, oh, you're my boy. Fuck. And then...
I'm in Tron.
I'm in Tron right now, brother.
Tron really ties the room together, brother.
Okay, brother, check it out. We're in Tron right now. Anyway, so then...
Hulkamania, brother!
Yeah, Tronomania, brother!
Like you do with the Tim Robbins, like,
we're Shirt Brothers!
Shirt Brothers! Tronomania, brother! It's a terrible combination of Jeff Bridges and Hulk Hogan is what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
Anyway, then they discover that there's a bad guy, and he wants to bring the people from Tron to real.
Okay.
And he's also kind of enslaved everyone in Tron.
Okay.
They go to a nightclub, Daft Punk are there.
Okay, in Tron Realm.
In Tron Realm.
Oh, did they get sucked off into Tron?
I think maybe that's the implication. They were in the arcade and they went, what's this arcade? Oh, I'm in Tron.
It's nice that they just picked up their career, like, you know.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like they just one, you know? Yeah, it wasn't hard for them. It suits them.
Yeah, if I get sucked off with the troll and they're like, you know, got to throw your life around ride this bike, I'm like, no.
What about
a podcast?
Do the people in Tron have such as iPhones? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they fight their way to the bad guy. It's like a big action sort of set piece. Yep. They defeat him. Tron sacrifices himself. So does Jeff Bridges. Tron's gone evil, should be said.
Whoa, okay. Bad Tron.
He's been corrupted by whoever this other bad
Who
guy is.
Who plays Tron?
It's a guy in a mask. It looks like a kind of robot dude.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I remember who the bad guy is.
Yes.
De-aged Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
And it's so old, yucky, dude.
So old Jeff Bridges is fighting young.
Yeah, young Jeff Bridges. Because one's like a backup program he made when he first made Tron. Okay. Anyway, big fight, whatever. They defeat the bad guy. Jeff Bridges and Tron sacrifice themselves. Mm-hmm. Hooray, hurrah. Jeff Bridges' son comes into the real world, but get this, he's brought the Tron girl with him.
His new wife.
And I think she might be like a super advanced program that's more special and sentient than the other programs.
What if an AI got a body?
Yeah, and you could bring it from the game to the real.
Okay.
And then they drive his motorbike away.
Okay, so this is like, you know, you go into Grok. Grok's the guy. Like,
get on my bike, Grok.
Grok, me and you, baby, we're heading out of here.
We're going to the real.
You go into Grok, you fall in love with Grok. Grok Legacy.
Yeah.
Grok Air.
Like, yeah. Let's go make out as we drive off to the sunset. Okay, and that's
Tron Legacy.
Oh, okay, I'm across it. All right, Original Tron.
Kevin Flynn, I think that's his name, or Keith Flynn. Kevin, I think. Kevin Flynn, Jeff Bridges.
He works
at a video game arcade.
Uh-huh.
But he actually, previously, before working at the arcade, used to work for a bad program called Ecom. It was like a computer security thing.
Uh-huh. So not a program, just like a
he was like a programmer at like a tech company.
Okay.
And he developed a whole bunch of stuff for him, and then they stole it.
The jerks.
Oh, so he's trying to hack into them to prove that his boss stole all of his work.
White hatting or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they break into the business, and then they find a very advanced laser that beams him into the computer. And he knows.
Movies were great. Oh no, it's an advanced laser.
It's gonna put you in the computer.
That makes sense.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I've got no questions.
Hey, I am there.
Yeah. You've sold me.
So when he's into the computer program, he's like, I know I've programmed like these fail safes, and if I can get into one of them being Tron, if I can get into that,
okay,
then like you can unlock stuff, and then they'll give me. They'll get me out of the computer, but also I'll have evidence that...
So I put in like a little backdoor program called Tron, and Tron will be my best buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tron will be like, don't worry, I'll get you out. And also here's the evidence that so you can live a wonderful life and get your money.
Yeah, well, also because he just did all the designing stuff, in the movie Tron, he's got friends in the real... It does the Wizard of Oz thing, where it's like, he gets sucked into Tron, but then when he's in Tron... he'll be like, hey, that's that guy from before, but it's not actually him.
It's just a program that guy made that's like him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, oh, well, you know, I got good mates. Yeah. I'm going to put him in a computer program.
So it's
his work
partner, Alan, in the real world, plays Tron in Tron.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's apparently in the... I just looked this up. I don't remember this off the top of my head, but the avatars in the thing are called Clues, C-U-L.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, C-L-U.
Yeah.
C-L-U.
C-U-L.
Cull.
Cull.
C-L-U, which is Codified Likeness Utility. Computer programs are guys.
I think talk about Clue and Tron Legacy, too, but I forget.
That's fair.
You know, whatever.
Okay, so he goes, so he's like, right, I go into the computer.
But
These people who I know are the guys now.
But it turns out that also the bad guy who's been stealing from him has also
got his own clue.
He's got his own guy in there. So
I'm guessing the own guys are kind of like, do they resemble the personalities of the people that they're like?
Yeah.
So he's bad.
Piece
of shit in the real, piece of shit in the Tron.
Yeah. So it's basically like the computer's like, we got to get rid of this guy. Mm. He's not meant to be here. But then the other computer program's like, wait, you're a guy. You shouldn't be in here. But also, That's pretty crazy because we hate this boss guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then anyway. I think at the end of Tron Legacy as well, this might be wrong, but he puts Tron on like a USB stick, like the world to save it. Some shit like that.
All right.
Well, in the new Tron,
there was happening in regular Tron.
Then at the end, yeah, he gets out, gets all the information. The guy gets fired, and then he immediately gets made CEO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of ENCOM.
And then okay. I guess at some point he goes back in.
And then at some point he goes missing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going missing. If that ever happened, give everything to my son.
I think his son, yeah, I think his son's like, where'd dad go?
Where'd
into
dad
Tron.
Go?
Uh-huh. Sometimes your dad doesn't in go for a pack of cigarettes, he goes into Tron.
Yeah, in 1989, which is 7 years after he becomes CEO, he mysteriously disappears.
Yeah. Mm.
That's in Jackson's movie, but I thought I'd cover that because I felt didn't. Like that he missed a bit.
Yeah, but yeah. I figured it out.
I missed a bit. Yeah, we got there.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the new one, things that I can put together. The Tron vehicles have come into real. So obviously there's light cycles and a bridge with cars. There's those flying kind of space invader looking guys who I think suck people up. I think that's what they do to maybe take them somewhere. On and also they've made Jared Leto.
Yeah. Mm, who is the main actor in this movie. Someone that we all love to see.
Yeah, it's good to see Jared Leto in movies again.
He's the lead, brother.
I thought he was just going to be kind of like what he
He's also a producer.
I thought that he was just going to, do what he did in, like, Blade Runner, which was just, like, a little extended
he's
cameo.
He's just sort of, like, around,
No, he's, like, the full-on main, like, the lead of this.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be one of them, like, oh, we're making Tron Ares, which is the new beginning of a trilogy.
Yeah, sure.
And once again, we're going to hang our franchise on a man who is over 50. Yeah. And it's probably got many allegations against them.
Look, hey, there's allegations, but like, maybe they didn't happen. Maybe
the man who has his own cult. Maybe Jared Leto's the one good cult leader.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Do you think that it's like you're a scumbag and then you start a cult? Or is it like you start a cult and then you become a scumbag?
I think you're a scumbag and then you start a cult.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of like, you know, you kind of doing that, like, I'm a scumbag, and there's a few different grifts what you can do.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And
cult is just one of the
cult,
grifts.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the other ones is like, maybe I say I find Jesus.
Yes.
And become a born again Christian and go real ultra right.
Yeah, you kind of either, you go the full, what's his name?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. You go the Russell Brand mode and you say you found Jesus.
Yeah.
Or you go the Jared Leto mode and start a cult.
I would like to give a quick shout out to GQ Australia for the funniest possible heading. Actually, it's hard to say if this is a shout out or if Jared Leto's publicity team sent them a lot of money to get this at the top result of Google. And you'll never guess which words I used to find this. Jared Leto on his grooming regime and working with, and I mean, I can't see the rest of it, which means that, that's a masterclass.
Yeah. I just want to know how he gets his beard so tight.
Yeah, exactly. What's his grooming regime?
Then the second result.
Because he's so like, funny. With his grooming, he really appears very young.
Yeah.
That? All that grooming, it's very young.
His grooming makes him look like a young woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's crazy because the next result says we need to talk about Jared Leto's alleged history of sexual misconduct. That's not about grooming.
That's harder to spin for the publicity team.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy. Yeah.
They got to start some kind of like Miss America thing that's misconduct. We can get there.
Misconduct. Like some sort of like to do with like either tech or electricity.
Yeah. She's misconduct,
which is sexual.
Sexual.
Yeah. So it's got to be like a beauty pageant, which is funded by Big Electric.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're simply using it's like a conduit.
Yeah. That's gonna get you misconduct, but how do you get sexual in there?
Yeah.
That's the trouble. These are the challenges faced by Jared Leto's publicity team.
And I will
every day. Okay.
I will say that also. Not only does it appear that he's fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Sorry, the publicity team are fighting an uphill battle against search results.
Yeah.
You've also got Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah.
Tweeting at Jared Leto. Now that you've slid into the DMs of every female model age 18 to 25, what would you say your success rate is? And then James Gunn replied to that.
Yeah.
So Dylan Sprouse
says
that to Jared Leto on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
James Gunn replies to Dylan Sprouse's tweet with, he starts at 18 on the internet.
Wow, dude.
So, okay, so we're going to need really good search results for Jared Leto grooming. So we need to slam his beard regime.
Yeah, dude.
Right, yep. And also, we're going to have to... He's gonna have to really work on Hollywood liking him as a guy.
Yeah.
Put him in. What was that there? Models. What can we get? Can we maybe make have
trains? Hey, model trains.
Yeah, model trains. What if we, Jared? Yeah. What if you got into model trains?
Do we think this could work? Would that work? Will that make
James
him?
James Gunn.
Model guns.
We get confused.
You can make model guns and Sprouse.
Yeah. Sprouts. Okay. How about this? You just simply say that the Hollywood leftist tried to cancel you.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we just do that.
It's kind of crazy. Jared Leto, like, I just don't think has ever done, like, he's not gone down the sort of right wing pipeline that people that, you know, quote unquote get canceled do. Well, he just kind of stayed quiet and continued to appear in big movies.
And then, it's like leaves and just goes to his own little cult island.
Yeah, exactly. I guess if you've got a cult, I mean, it's your safe space in a way. You know,
all this is bringing me down. I got to go to my cult island.
I got to sleep with a bunch of wives and husbands and just sort of like reconnect.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
I need to clear my head.
I got to think about where I am in the universe.
Yeah.
There's been another big... allegations, massive post on the 29th of March, 2025. Publicity team.
Oh. What are you doing, dude?
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Do you think this is going to hurt Tron Ares' box office?
Maybe we could.
You know what?
Yeah. Yes.
It's all right because it goes
overview
of Jared Leto allegations. So there's headers, so this is bad. Yeah. But drug use allegations, mental health allegations, sexual misconduct allegations, but that's kind of buried a little bit. It's after mental health.
Okay, what if we,
mental health allegations. Allegedly, he has one.
There's no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Okay.
So what if we change the name of Tron Ares to Tron Pedophile?
Tron Pedophile. It will get the people talking. Get
and Jared Leto still has stuff.
Well, he's a producer.
Is this a sort of like backwards, what do you call it? You're sort of trying to like reverse psychology the people? Well, Jared Leto would never, if he was a pedophile.
Come on, think about it.
He would never appear in a movie called Tron Pedophile.
Exactly. That'd be crazy. That'd be insane to do. Okay. Best not.
Tron Pedophile. Now, one of the big problems, I think...
I don't know if people want to see a movie called Tron Pedophile.
Okay,
so you know how we love Zaslav in this podcast.
We're big Zaslav heads.
Safe space for Zaslav, and how some films are there for tax write-offs.
Okay,
this is kind of like a tax write-off for a man's, PR.
Okay,
his reputation tax write-off.
It sort of feels like we're doing the producers.
Yeah.
I've got a couple issues.
Sure.
Okay, obviously no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Yes, one.
I don't think that movie-going audiences are going to want to go up to the ticket office and say, hey, one ticket to Tron Pedophile.
Alternatively, you're not going to want that. Can I just get a ticket to the pedophile movie?
What's a pedophile movie? Yeah. Secondly, if we make a movie called Tron Pedophile, people will want to know how the subtitle relates to the plot of our movie.
Well, we just simply have to say, well, like, you know, it's all encrypted.
Mm.
It's all about like Gamergate is so big. Gaming is such like a big
gamers are
like,
pedophile.
No. I wouldn't ever say that.
Okay.
They're pillars, upstanding citizens. You really just got to watch the film, and it all kind of makes sense, you know?
Okay.
Because, again, like, you know, with gaming, it's like all these Easter eggs there. Like, you know, there's some clues.
It's kind of like a Ready Player One situation.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We would never say that our star of this film, Jared Leto, we would never say he's a pedophile. That would be insane to say.
I'll tell you what, it would muddy the waters. Because I would not understand the decision, and I would be like, is he maybe not a pedophile? You know?
See?
Maybe it's a genius idea.
It's already working.
To make a movie called Tron Pedophile. I think so.
The most recent time people were talking about it, so maybe it's working.
Yeah.
Jared Leto did make the mistake, and his publicity team would have been like, no, this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. But then it ended up being bad. He got a photo with him and Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How old is...
Well, she was 18 at the time.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, and then that. Especially because she's known for having, like, I mean, not like Taylor Swift level, but still pretty rabid fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they got responses like, get a job and stay away from her, in all caps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olivia Ron.
Yeah. Yeah.
After reading all the allegations, this picture is making me very uncomfortable. Okay.
Yeah. It's
yeah, now, but would it be better
if the movie was called Tron Pedophile?
Whose PR team would you rather be on? Drake's?
Oh.
Or Jared Leto?
Not Drake's. Drake's is the worst. If you're a goddamn...
I mean, Drake keeps doing things like, I can't finish my tour of Australia.
Yeah. But I think if the
I have to head back to America because of scheduling
playing up.
Scheduling conflicts, and then he's photographed side, like, courtside.
I just think if the song that calls you a pedophile
is the biggest song in the world,
I think you're cooked. You're cooked. Yeah. You can't come back. There's no coming back, dude.
Yeah, well, you can sue the record label like he has and claim
that going for him.
Good question. At least Jared Leto.
I mean, people are still talking. Yeah. I mean, the song, as far as I'm... Not Like Us, as far as I can tell, hasn't been unreleased.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
still quite popular, still quite accessible.
Let me just,
people still keep listening to that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Let me just quickly check how many streams
He lost that beef so hard.
He really wow, no one's lost
that. There's losing a beef, and then there's... You know
what? Not Like Us. Yeah. Not as many streams as I thought. It's only on just shy of 1.4 billion.
Okay.
Anyone got any songs about Jared Leto?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
I guess you want to be on Jared Leto's PR team, you know?
Jared Leto needs is 50 seconds, what's it called?
30 Seconds to Mars.
30 Seconds to Mars, that still exists?
Yeah. Everyone left the band, though, except for him and his brother.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Somebody needs to start a beef. Kendrick. Kendrick, we got someone else we need you to get in your sights, okay? We need you to start a beef with 30 seconds.
I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. I mean, you could probably do kind of the same song again, really.
Yeah, pretty much. You wouldn't need to change much.
Yeah. A couple of lines here and there.
Yeah.
But honestly, not too many.
Yeah. Hey, if it ain't broke.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
don't fix
again.
It.
The house that you had, like the image, might update the house.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Otherwise,
you could probably use the same.
Yeah.
Why hasn't
based on speculation, most sued podcast.
Yeah, dude.
This is all alleged. It's all
alleged.
Right.
We don't know
again.
If any of this is true.
We're using. We would say. We would never say.
It's parody.
We
laws.
Would never say. We're simply saying that if you called it Tron Pedophile, you would happily be diverting away from the allegations.
People would be so confused that they wouldn't know what to think.
Hey, exactly. If you know, you're under a little bit of heat. Yeah. Your album releases. Your band releases an album called America.
Yeah.
And on the front cover of that, you're just listing random shit.
Yeah.
Do you think the one that you should, the cover, so you create 10 covers for the album.
Okay.
This is the list of words that come up on the version for Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cowgirl, doggy, face, 69, scissors, the crab.
Yeah, probably wouldn't.
Okay, the crab, you say.
The one on Spotify is battle.
Yeah.
Kim, Justin, Jesus, Michael, Mickey, Donald.
What?
Cool, dude.
What?
America is the name of the album.
What are Mickey
trying
Mouse,
to say?
Mickey Mouse America. Is American? Is that what they're getting at? You know,
America, that's what they're trying
it's
to
It's kind
to
of
say.
Like the equivalent of when like somebody like draws a picture of like Mickey Mouse smoking a blunt or whatever and then makes it, you know, like it's real Banksy hours sort of over there. Yeah.
While collecting, the album had some slight political edge. Inspired by the election of Donald Trump as president.
Mm.
But then they won the MTV Europe Music Award for Best Alternative Album. And while collecting the award, Jared Leto said, "We are Americans, a land of immigrants, and we want to say that we welcome you with open arms and with open hearts, and we love you."
And open DMs.
Who?
Yeah.
Was that too? Jared Leader, very interesting.
Yeah,
man.
What's it, well? What's
just some interesting stuff going on?
Yeah, yeah. I think what's interesting about Jared.
Why
Leader
did everyone
is
else leave the band?
I don't know. I couldn't maybe even think.
It's just him and his brother.
That's weird.
But the rest of the band quit the band.
Weird.
Maybe I didn't quit the band and more be like, well, we've said all we need to say.
Yeah,
and you know, actually,
just,
actually,
our musical
you know,
career naturally yeah, come to an end.
Actually, music, I am not musical anymore.
Yeah.
Let me just check, see if there was any statements.
Yeah. Maybe like, oh, music, it's not for me.
Yeah, I got bored of it.
I got bored of music. Music, more like lame-zic.
Yeah, yeah,
is
more
what
like
I'm hearing.
Snooze-ic. Yeah. Because it's such a snooze fest for me these days. Maybe they're just like creative differences. Like, you know, Jared Leto wanted to,
you know.
DM.
DM and groom,
young, extremely young
women and
use his position
not,
of power, and they were like, that's not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the guitarist, who was the last one to leave the band, said he'd be taking a break from touring due to personal matters.
Because I really hate having to walk in on Jared
Leto. But,
then
he officially announced his departure without saying anything else. He was just like,
personal?
Yeah, and then
I mean, look, you know, fair enough.
Yeah, it is a personal reason.
Personal reason.
He's not lying. Yeah.
Okay, and then the other member, so bassist, just quit.
Yeah.
Mid-tour.
Mid-tour, you said?
Yeah. Interesting. I'm sure it's
probably like a family emergency, you know?
Other... Just one of those things, you know?
Yeah. Medical emergency.
Yeah, it's just like one. I don't know. One of those things.
Surely wouldn't be like I'm sick and tired of my bandmate DMing underage women.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Do you think that it is a red flag? That the three members that have Wikipedia pages that were in 30 Seconds to Mars have all left for issues related to touring.
On tour.
Yeah. Remind me
remind
on tour, dude.
On tour. So Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He's going to different places.
Yeah.
Maybe different places where, I don't know, age of consent laws might be even different
that's
to where
true.
He's
that's
maybe
true.
From.
Plus, you know, you do a show, you physically see your fans, you get to meet them.
Backstage.
Yeah. Groupies.
Yeah. That's just very interesting.
What's the 30 Seconds to Mars, what's their like demographic?
Yeah.
What are they,
well,
they
honestly, at this point, no one.
In their heyday. In their heyday, what like demographic, if you were to say,
I would
like
say
an
probably
age range?
Teenage girls.
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. That's really interesting to hear.
Yeah. Mm.
Very
just interesting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when The Kill comes out, which is 2005.
Yeah.
So what? That's 20 years ago. Jared Leto is 53, so it makes him 33.
Yeah. Okay.
It still makes
just a fun bit of math.
Just still makes the fans of that
fun
song.
Math, yeah. So he's 33, and he's got like a song that's quite popular.
Yeah,
teenage girls.
Yeah,
he's
and he's 33. The age of Christ.
Yeah, that's true.
When he died.
That's true.
Lots to think about.
Lots to mull over about famous actor
but
who appears in lots of movies, Jared Leto.
Yeah, but hey, he was Morbius, so good luck getting too much more work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not going to lie. Well, watching the trailer, I was on Aries, seeing Jared Leto's face really took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
But then again, I was like, okay, maybe, because it didn't really focus on Jared Leto.
No.
And hence why, when...
You didn't realize he was the main
character.
Yeah,
when you, JD, were like, oh, he's also the main character, really, really took the wind out of my... Yeah. Again, before this, I was like, well, like, it looks interesting. It looks like maybe, you know...
It's like the
more,
only place.
More serious pixels.
Yeah.
That's what the people have been gutting.
Yeah.
People have been wanting.
I want a serious pixels.
I want a serious pixels. Mm.
It is a good time now just to remind everyone that Jared Leto has not been in a profitable film since 2016 with Suicide Squad.
Wow.
And since then, every other movie he's been in has lost a significant amount of money.
What does he know?
But.
Yeah. What's going on?
But, so not only have they lost money, it's not like he hasn't appeared in much either. He's been in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like,
that's what I mean.
Haunted Mansion bombed. Morbius bombed. House of Gucci bombed. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
It bombed. The Little Things, that bombed. The Outsider, I don't even know what that is, but I'm guessing it bombed.
Yeah, probably.
A TV series or a meme?
No, it's a 2018 action thriller made for Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
fake
like
film.
Why does he keep appearing in movies? Who wants him?
Get him out of my movies.
Like, genuinely, who's excited? Because, okay, Johnny Depp, scumbag, right?
Stops being in movies, though.
Yeah, but also, anytime he is in a movie, obviously, there is a demographic of horny mums that, you know, that are still Jared excited to see him.
Does Jared Leto have horny mums?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Not enough to make money.
Yeah.
Speaking of, again, you know, speaking of... Johnny Depp.
Or is he still riding off Dallas Buyers Club? Did he win?
Maybe.
I don't know.
He did. Speaking of Johnny Depp, so it's just like, you know, you kind of forget, like, you know, even before so the more recent controversies, River Phoenix died outside a club he owned.
Absolutely.
So, and then it's just kind of like, so what happened there? Okay, so Johnny Depp was just like, he fucked off to France.
Yeah.
For ages.
Wee wee.
And no one really heard of him for ages. And then he's like, okay, cool. Then he'll pop back into the cinema. And everyone's like, oh, it's been long enough. We kind of forget some stuff.
Yeah, whatever,
right?
You know?
And so the fact that, I guess Jared Leto, it's like, he doesn't say anything because he's just like, wow, the best thing is if I just put out my grooming techniques of my beard, that's all I need to do.
And then I can keep appearing in movies.
I'm not going to confirm or deny. I'm just going to shut the fuck up and go to my safe space,
my cult
haven, and that's it. Because everything will kind of get brushed over.
It does, you know, it works.
And then, you know, you're like, oh, sick, I can't wait to watch one of my favorite films. Blade Runner 2049. Yeah. Oh,
Jared Leto's in it.
But I'm going to ruin this.
What's weird is that obviously Hollywood doesn't really care if you're a pedophile, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really give a shit. But they care about making money. Yeah. So I am shocked that he continues. Like, if I've got the Tron IP, right? I mean, I don't know how well Legacy did. I don't think great.
Well, so, also, he's a producer on this.
Yeah. Legacy did okay.
I forgot he was a producer on this. So again, it's just like why you would never pick him.
No.
Okay. Jared Leto's next role, though, after this, has already been announced. Comes out next year. He's in Masters of the Universe.
What the fuck? Okay. Why does he keep appearing?
Why he keep
is he
doing
Skeletor?
This?
He's Skeletor.
All right.
Lock up your daughter, He-Man!
You're really mature for your age!
We wanted to update Skeletor's evilness from modern age.
We picked the most evil actor we could.
Was her name Evil Lynn?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Too old.
Do you have a daughter?
I think it's crazy every time I find out Jared Leto's in a movie. Like, I wouldn't have ever described myself as excited for the Master of the Universe movie, but I was like, interested to see what they do. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's crazy.
Wow.
They gotta stop putting him in movies.
I mean, like, I understand. I'm trying to think, you know, the other sort of actors with other sort of, like, you know, public opinion is, like, you did a Suede at one point, or at least kind of, like, again, nowhere near maybe as bad as a Jared Leto here. But, like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's a very divisive actor.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was all sort of happening, everyone's like, we kind of hate him. We're like, you know, things have kind of, like, you know, moved around. He's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do... Edge of Tomorrow, where he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You see him as a sniveling scumbag worm of a bottom feeding grub, and he gets killed heaps. And you're like, that's a good move.
Yeah, had a good time.
Scumbag Johnny Depp was just like, what if we put him in the the Murder of the Orient Express? And everyone gets to stab the fucking shit out of here.
All right. That's Everyone's pretty like, good.
Well, hey, that's nice to see, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just this kind of thing where people are like, you know, okay, cool. We'll have this idea of like, you know, he's a bit of a scumbag, but we'll put him in a role where it kind of like marries a bit of a wink, even
public
though
opinion
like,
with the character.
Even though, you know, everyone's kind of hating him and we, you know, we're paying him. So there's beer in the film, you know, give us your hard earned cash. We're the guys who suck.
See
our film. With Jared Leto, I'm like, you're getting Skeletor. I don't know about He-Man, but as much as like I do know, Skeletor, is the villain, but I don't know if even Skeletor will stoop so low
that's
a grooming, not quite a Skeletor move.
It's all right. Yeah. I just found out that from 2015 to 2022, Jared Leto was in a relationship with Valerie Kaufman, who was 30 today.
Yeah.
2015's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, she's 20.
So she was 20 when they were together.
Yeah, 20. Yeah. So she was together from...
Well, not 20 years old. That's, you know, that's... And then, okay, so
He's 53 now.
That's 10 years ago,
Yeah, so 43.
Well, they're both consenting
adults.
You know. hey.
With 23 year age gap.
Yeah.
And one of them has grooming allegations.
Yeah.
And when did they start? When did they start chatting?
Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know.
These are the things that we don't know. We couldn't say.
We don't know.
We couldn't
we
say.
We don't know.
I think it's funny because even if Jared Leto did not have all of this controversy around him, I'd still be annoyed seeing him in every movie he's in.
Like, fair enough. I don't know. There's those old, like, you know, again, the Wreck for a Dream.
Yeah.
People, like, you know, he's very good at that. There's, like, a film called Mr. Nobody, which is maybe only I have seen. Mm-hmm. I really like that film. But again, it's just kind of like, you know, this is before.
Now.
Yeah.
You find out he's such a big piece of shit. And then you're just like, I don't know if I want to keep supporting that.
I don't know if this is divisive or not.
Mm.
It shouldn't be. But Requiem for a Dream's actually not good.
Oh,
and
okay.
I didn't watch it when I was a teenager, which I think a lot of people did that are very fond of it. I think it's the most graphic and fucked up thing ever. But it plays like a school PSA, and the shocking scenes you're remembering are kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it is harrowing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's awesome that the mom gets addicted to speed and stays up watching shopping TV and loses her mind.
Hell yeah.
But, like,
you know. Maybe
Jared Leto is also not that good in it.
No.
So I just think that we need to move past this as a celebration of Jared Leto. I think a good role is when he's Angel Face and he gets his head kicked in.
That's pretty good.
That's
love
good.
That.
What
love
movie
that.
Is that?
Fight Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, Working for a Dream. Who directed that? Is that Aronofsky?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are his allegations?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's got any, but his movies feel like he should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
he do Mother, right?
Yeah, look at my beautiful girlfriend's wonderful ass.
Yeah. Is Mother the one that's also This Is God and Jesus?
No, it's she is Mother Earth.
Yes.
And
we
the people are killing her.
Yeah.
He also made Noah.
Oh, yeah.
He made Pi. He made Black Swan, which is good.
Noah had the one with the fucked up rock angels.
Yes, that's right. And Rusty then, Crow and Emma Watson,
yeah. And he gets drunk as shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's like, yeah, we found land. I'm getting fucking drunk.
Do you reckon they do the bit in the Story of Noah's Ark where Ham sees his balls? That's in the movie? I
don't think so.
And they gets cursed to be a slave?
Unfortunately, I have seen that film and it's not there.
Yeah, that's a real shame, dude.
Okay.
It's a real bummer.
Darren Aronofsky is 56 and Jenna.
I just know he's a bit of a creep.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me.
From what I can gather.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is, I think she's like my age. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so there's only 22 years between them.
Yeah.
22 years, and they were dating.
And she's been married since 2019.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, like, look, it's not going to be anything younger than, like,
you know.
Okay. They started dating in 2016.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Okay. That's
So she would have been roughly...
So 10 years ago. She's 24.
Yeah. Okay. Look, it happens in some relationships.
Yeah,
big age gap.
24. He's 46.
You know.
Sweater.
No, it's fine, Joel Zammert. And then he made The Whale. What if a man was so fat that he died and everyone hated him?
Got Brendan Fraser back.
God,
Brendan
that
Fraser
movie.
Back too.
I know I've already been like, hey, Requiem for a Dream sucks.
Yeah.
The Whale is so funny. They fucking hate that man because he's fat. But it's just...
Like, it's like overboard?
It's like so intense. It's just like...
Yeah, it's awesome.
Someone will come into the room and be like... Like, a character's never met him before. And just be like, you're the fucking fat piece of shit. And you're gay too, actually. You're gay and you're fat. And society hates you.
That's
gay,
awesome.
Fat fuckwit. That's every scene in The Whale. And then he's like, oh, my daughter's going to come visit me.
I'm just wondering, I have never seen The Whale, and I've never the scene you're describing to me.
It sounds like cinema.
I just like the idea of a rotund man. Maybe he's just he's out there. He's maybe enjoying like a cake or maybe some sort of little biscuit. And he's there, and like maybe he's dressed a little bit flamboyantly.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just wearing like a floral shirt.
Yeah.
Or like Homer's muumuu. You know? And he's like, here I am, going to enjoy my little pastry.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to then some guy. Oi!
Who's that?
You
fat fuck!
You fat! And you're gay and
you're
fat.
Are you kidding me? That's so funny.
Yeah, it's just like
being like, I was just wanted to enjoy my little.
I'm just trying to have a nice life.
My little pastry.
I think it's funny to imagine Brendan Fraser just flipping through like page after page of the script where people call him fat and gay.
Yeah, there's like he meets a missionary at one point, and the missionary seems like that they're nice.
Yeah,
and then they're like trying to like save him, basically.
Yeah,
and then they like. I can't remember if there's, like, a towel or something. He's like, wait a second, you don't care about me at all. And he's like, yeah, you're fat and you're gay. You're going to hell big time. Like, God. Like, it's in, like, legitimately, this is like, God hates you. Like, full on just fucking despises you, dude.
It's because I'm fat and gay. Well, like, it's because you're gay. The fat doesn't help.
What's the resolution?
What the fuck?
I've seen a clip online where he flies.
Yeah, that's the end. He dies.
And I guess he doesn't go to hell.
Yeah.
In your face, missionary.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. In your face, brother. He goes to heaven.
God loves
that. That sounds really bad.
What awards you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nominated at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like, I couldn't even like take it seriously as like a sad movie because it just goes from 0 to 100 way too quick.
I just try to imagine like if I had nothing but pure hate in my heart.
Yeah.
And I saw a rotund person.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I just can't.
What has to dig in my life?
What has
and
to
brain
happen?
To just, I'm going, you know,
I'm,
what?
You know what? I'm going
to
give him this guy.
I'm going to go and give this guy the business.
I'm going to give him a piece of my fucking mind.
I reckon they're also one of those.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make sure he knows that I know and that he's gay and fat.
Maybe I gotta watch The Whale, dude.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's something.
Brendan Fraser's back.
Brendan Fraser's back, and this time he's fat and loathed.
And gay.
And gay.
And gay.
Let's not fat, and gay.
Not forget that.
The hat trick.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Also, that's right. Another aspect of the movie, because again, the whole movie, it's still, when people have been like, it's like misery porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, again, so miserable that it's just like, what are we?
Yeah.
So the reason that he got so big is because of emotional eating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which just happens because his partner kills themselves due to gay guilt.
Wow. And there's no like.
So did someone come up to that guy
and said, like, "You're gay"? Wait a second, too?
You're gay and fat. He's like, "Yeah."
Or is like, his family are like, "Oh, you're religious." He's like, "Oh yeah, I am an affront to God. Time to kill myself."
So it's like someone comes up to him. He's like, "You're fat," and and there's something else about you. Can't quite put
something
my finger on.
Something else I can't put
it,
my finger on.
But I know I hate
too.
You, and society does too. So anyway, you mull on that for a bit.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
So wait, and then in the end, what? He just dies?
Yeah, he's like.
Does he like resolve his relationship with his daughter?
Yes. Anyone like maybe say the missionary who?
Does anyone
just
say,
like,
"Hey, it's"?
Oh, maybe I've have some bigoted opinions.
Hey, Brendan Fraser, maybe I overreacted.
hey, Brendan Fraser, maybe that was on me. Maybe you
maybe
know
I
what?
Took
hey,
it too far. Maybe I got some stuff I need to resolve.
You know, the world is full of many wonderful, interesting people, and honestly, I was looking at like a narrow-minded viewpoint,
I'm
and
sorry.
I apologize. I was raised up, fucked up.
Yeah. I was raised fucked up.
I was raised up real fucked up.
Yeah.
You think about, you know how you were raised up fucked up?
I was also raised fucked up. I can just talk about the final scene if you want.
Please do. I'd love
to know. So, basically, he's paying his daughter to hang out with him because...
Yeah.
Yeah, again, like, he's the world's... His daughter hates him. His ex-wife fucking hates him.
He's paid his daughter.
Yeah. He's paying his daughter $120,000.
Yeah.
And that's also another thing because he's like, I can't go to the doctor. I need to fucking cover my health insurance. Like, I can't afford the health insurance. And then his carer finds out that he's actually fucking loaded.
Yeah. You got money and you're fat.
And
you're part of the 1%.
Fat, gay, and rich. Normally that's awesome to me.
He's lying.
Like the prime way to be in this life. Fat, gay,
like,
and rich.
Because the whole movie is basically him just being like, the reason I'm doing this is because I'm going to kill myself. But I'm not, again, not brave enough to do it regular style.
Okay. Tight.
Then it's gotta be. So the message is he's just like, killing yourself is brave. You can't.
So,
basically, what happens is he's been paying his daughter money to hang out with him.
God, yeah.
He's also a college professor, but he teaches online only classes and keeps his webcam off and just says, I don't have a webcam on my computer.
Yeah.
Come to class, fatty.
Yeah. He goes... Yeah, he basically has like a huge breakdown and then...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Sends his students like this massive email about how like, forget everything I've taught you and just write something honest. Who cares about grammar? Who cares? Just like be honest.
Yeah.
And for the whole movie, he's been obsessed with this like essay that his daughter had written.
Yeah.
Which he considers the most honest essay that's ever been written. And for the whole movie, he's trying to get her to read it out loud, but then she comes over in this final scene, like, angry, because she's like, you told me you were going to rewrite my essay. And he's like, did you read it? And she's like, no, I just handed it in. And what he'd done is he just rewrote that essay for her current essay and submitted it, which meant she failed. And then he's just like...
She failed?
So...
I'm just also like, oh, nepotism.
Yeah, wait, so she wrote an essay he liked.
No, so... She, when she was in year 8, wrote an essay that he loved, and he thinks this is the best piece of writing ever. She, now as a college student, when he's paying her to hang out with him,
she's like, her year 8 essay.
She's like, if we're hanging out, you can do my homework for me,
nice,
fatty.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And he tricks her and hands in that original essay.
Yeah.
Because he's lost his mind at this point, I guess. Uh-huh. Anyway, and then she's like, what's wrong with you? And then he's like, this is the best essay ever. Please just read it to me one more time. And then light starts glowing. Like the screen starts to fill with light and he stands up from his chair and walks towards her and then it just cuts to white.
So he had an aneurysm, I'm guessing.
But, yeah, I mean, like in the scene just before, the nurse is just like, you're moments away from dying, basically.
It sounds like a really bad movie.
Yeah.
That's really terrible. Sounds.
It's funny how much everyone hates him.
Yeah.
God, they hate him.
That is funny. That's good stuff. It kind of reminds me of like in, I don't know why, but like, you know, in the original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
The guy who, Lucius Malfoy, I know, what, Charlton Malfoy? Heston?
Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about?
In the original, not the original Planet of the Apes, the remake of the first Planet of the Apes.
James Franco?
No.
The guy
who plays, he's...
Oh, Tom Felton.
Yeah, Tom Felton, thank you. He works at the ape...
Yeah.
And he just hates the apes.
Yeah.
He just... So and he spends his spare time... Yeah,
just being like, fuck
hassling.
You.
Yeah.
Fuck you, apes.
I see you've applied for a job at the ape.
You do need to at least...
And all you've written is, I hate apes so much. I am the perfect boy to keep these apes locked up because I would never free them.
We have had some issues with people wanting to free the ape before, so this is actually,
good
for us.
No, I would prefer to kill the apes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
perfect.
And then there's another guy in the Tim Burton Dumbo movie who just fucking hates Dumbo. And he's like, freak elephant! Disgusting! Because it's got big ears.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude. That's the best archetype.
We need more of these guys on in camera, you know?
Guys who just be like,
hate,
you know,
something
what?
For no reason.
Do you hate this thing? Yeah! There's a scene in that Dumbo movie where Dumbo's... You remember in the cartoon? It's like he's revealed. He's got the clown makeup on and he like fucks up his trick or whatever. Yeah. And everybody's like, ah, laughs at him. In the Tim Burton movie, there's so much more venom.
random to their laughter. They're like, fuck you, elephant. You fucked it up. You're so fucking stupid.
This is like, you said, that one guy laughing. It pans back. Everyone's just like very quiet watching. Then it comes back to the guy close up. Ha ha.
Stupid elephant.
Stupid fan.
It's kind of, I mean, Snape and Harry Potter's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a born hater, dude.
Yeah. Fuck
haters are cool.
Potter. Eat shit.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. It's funny, like, if you were at the zoo, say, and an elephant fell over, and you pointed and laughed.
People would be like, you're a monster.
People would be like, what's wrong with you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Nothing, dude. I just fucking hate this ape. I hate elephant.
I hate this ape, and I'm dumb as fuck.
Dude, I'm so stupid.
Look at
this stupid ape. Look at his ape-like trunk.
He's gray ape skin, dude.
Idiot ape.
Oh, by the way, I'm stupid.
Dude, sorry, I forgot to tell you. I'm dumb as fuck.
I'm really stupid. Just letting you know. Look at this dumb ape.
Everyone pointed a laugh at this ape.
What would you think was happening?
This man's dying, I think.
Yeah.
Read this essay.
Yeah. Hey, read this essay I wrote. Yeah, God. The whale. Fucking hell.
Put me in Masters of the Universe as like Skeletor's number one hater. Hey, Skeletor, come kill me, bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, eat shit, shithead, shit acting. Yeah, that's right. I know you're acting, Skeletor. This is a movie for me. This is your real life. I'll kill you. When you go to your trailer later, I'm going to be waiting in there with a knife.
This movie's awesome.
Who's this lunatic that they didn't cut out of the movie that seems to have caught, like, burst onto the set?
Yeah, but they left Jared him Leto? Hey, so that's
hey,
movie
Jared,
magic, dude.
His name's Skeletor. I don't care!
I don't care. Don't talk to me. Do we think in Tron Ares it's going to follow on from Tron Legacy? Like, in Tron Legacy, they bring that girl into real, and then now they're going to bring everyone
else
into real.
It'll be loose, though. So,
super loose.
The guy that I can't remember if we covered or not, we got distracted.
No.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't seem right.
I don't think that's
true. I'm pretty sure. So, the character that's teased is the son of the bad guy from the first Tron, something Dillinger, who is played by Oppenheimer in Legacy. In Tron Ares, Evan Peters is cast as that same character, I think.
Okay.
So,
this would be my prediction. That guy is bringing everyone from Tron into real to try and make real Tron.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And in Tron realm, they're like, we need to make a new guy. And they make Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And then Jared Leto's
the synopsis so far highly sophisticated program, Ares, is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. One reckon that dangerous mission. So did Jeffrey Bridges, he sacrificed himself.
I think he's dead, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, maybe he's back. Well, and it sounded kind of like he was narrating this. So.
Yeah. It's a different Dillinger. So
okay.
Ed Dillinger is the villain of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Jr. Dillinger is in the second one. And this is Julian Dillinger.
Okay.
So they could, I mean, look, if this somehow makes money, they might make a fourth. Because the actors that you've set up to cross over in between 2 and 3, like for the original version of 3 aren't in this, you could probably still make a movie that ties this and Legacy together,
absolutely.
Provided that this makes money. Which it will not.
No, I will see
it. I'm curious. Tron visuals are appealing
to
me.
Tron Legacy is a really fun movie. Like, it's such a unique visual identity. It does fun stuff with the basic Tron, like, kind of formula. It's cool. It's a good movie.
I just remember, look, because Nine Inch Nails is doing
the music
soundtrack. Yeah. It is really funny for Jared Leto to walk up to Trent Reznor and be like, hey, music, alternative bands. Look at us.
We've been touring, right? I've been touring.
We know what it's like.
Reznor will probably be like, I'm wider than I am tall, and I will tear your head off your shoulders.
That would be awesome. Unfortunately, press statement from Disney, production on Tron Legacy is finished because Trent Reznor tore Jared Leto's head off his shoulders.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Does it mean much if the director of this of Ares is also the director of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales?
Oh yeah,
that's good. It's a good sign. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Good sign. Good sign. Good sign. Great, great movie, dude.
Yeah.
Dead Men Tell No Tales. Okay. That's the one with, let's get the Beatles a cameo in it.
Okay. If you insist. I've never seen
I forget
it.
Which Beatles. So
it's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Well, it's not John Lennon. I can tell you that much.
Paul McCartney comes in and has like a 5-minute cameo. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He also did Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
I heard that was all right.
Yeah.
God, Dead Men Tell No Tales. What a movie. Fuck.
4.3.
They shouldn't have made that movie, dude.
43 on Metascore.
Dead Men Tells No Tales starts with Jack Sparrow selling his magic compass. Because he's so poor and he wants alcohol.
That's awesome.
It's a really grim beginning to the movie. Very depressing. And I love the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, dude. I even think 4 has got its redeeming qualities, but Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Garbage. All the way down. Big stinker.
There's a really weird thing as well where the MacGuffin is this magic stick that will get rid of magic.
But it is itself magic.
Itself inst magic.
Yeah, but they very clever boys. But I'm here to tell you, the movie is not concerned with that fact.
Did you use the stick on itself?
No, the stick's in a like a water canyon. You know, like when Moses did the thing
parts the Red Sea.
Yeah, the sea parts, and inside is the stick.
Okay.
They call it.
So was that the stick that Moses used?
No, it's Trident. They call it Trident something.
So is that the stick that Trident used?
Yeah, but it just looks like rocks. And then they pick it up, and then all magic in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise is gone. And Will Turner's
movie magic.
Yeah, dude, that was lost long ago.
When was the last time there were movie magic? E.T. the Extraterrestrial. One of the characters in Dead Men Tells No Tales is Barbossa's daughter, and they have a father-daughter.
Dude, you must be stoked the Pirates of the Caribbean is coming back.
Dude, also, big time.
I know that I've come across, like, maybe I like 4 things, and that's it.
Mm.
The Pirates of the Caribbean, like, hype that's come back makes me sick.
That is.
The first movie, look, that's none of them are for me.
Yeah.
The first movie, dude. You could at least be like, it's good. The second or third one are asshole, but people are like, no.
They're fun.
That's He's got a jar of dirt.
It's a romp.
Fighting on a big wheel.
They fight in a big wheel. There's a fight in the maelstrom where the two fucking ship crow's nests touch and they fight on that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Dog shit movies for idiots. Watch a grown-up movie. They're like fun. Glengarry Glenn Ross.
I can
12 Angry Men.
I contain multitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, again, it's you can sometimes go on, like go to a ride, and maybe you want to go on a roller coaster and you have a good time. And other times you maybe want to go on the roller coaster that kills you. And you're like, this is also a good time. You can do both.
You can do both. You can hold both in your heart, dude. Okay?
I would love to go on that euthanasia coaster.
That would be awesome.
They finally made an awesome ride.
But I would love to see your face. As the, you know, as if they do like red light, orange light. I love to see your faces. You were like, either like, fuck yeah, or like, oh,
Yeah, fuck, I'm about to die.
Like that, yeah, they take a photo.
Yeah.
Like in your face dream is, world. Or
why have I done this?
The moment you get.
It's awesome. It goes so high, it drops so fast, and it's so many loop the loops.
Yeah, it is cool, dude.
What a way to go.
And it goes for 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Would that be your idea if you had to be killed by a ride at the carnival? Would that be your ideal one?
In the carnival?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck the death by that fuck machine.
No, I'm just thinking, like, would roller coaster be ideal?
Let's see,
do you want the, like, the one where you go up and then there's, like,
Gravitron?
The drop?
Oh, God,
the Gravitron would be bad. Don't kill me with the Gravitron.
Yeah,
so we've been here before. I don't want to be spun to death.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't want to be spun to death. I don't want to be dropped to death. I think the roller coaster is probably the best one.
Yeah.
Well, let me... look, here's how the ride... Because they actually...
Dodge them cars?
The euthanasia coaster was designed. Yeah. Like, as in, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like severs the brain, right?
Mm.
It's the goal. The goal of the concept roller coaster is to take lives with elegance and euphoria.
Beautiful stuff.
Either
dude.
For euthanasia or execution purposes.
You've been sentenced to death by Coaster.
Fuck.
Because I just assumed, well, yeah, because it's called the euthanasia coaster.
Yeah, I assumed it was like a, you I didn't know, think they were like, it was like, you opt in. No,
we'll
no.
We'll kill prisoners this way.
Yeah.
He's doing the mile walk.
Yeah. Dead man riding.
Dead man walking.
Fuck, that's
dead man
awesome.
Getting into a queue. Dead man is, oh, he's too short.
Mm. Yeah, dead man too short to
too
ride.
Too short to ride the coaster. So what I love about this, because there's also that coaster that is like, get rid of your kidney stones as well.
Yeah, that's true.
We really need to be developing more roller coaster medical technology.
Coaster technology is in its infancy.
I think we've spoken about this on a podcast recently, but not this one, hopefully. But otherwise, this is just a fun reminder.
Yeah.
I mean, there was lunatics that tried to convince hospitals that spinning the shit out of a laboring woman, someone in labor is better for the baby.
Yeah.
And
because
you come out dizzy.
Yeah. Centrifuging.
But yeah, basically the euthanasia coaster, steep angled lift that takes riders up 500 meters to the top, which is, you know, the tallest ever roller coaster.
Yeah, fuck.
Is 139 meters.
High up.
A climb that will take a few minutes to complete, allowing passengers to contemplate their lives. Right. From there, all passengers were given the choice to exit the train if they wish to do so. If they do not, they would have some time to say their last words. Then.
Wait, so you have the opportunity to exit the train?
You go 500 meters in the air.
To be like,
and then
this
like,
isn't for me.
They're like, hey, do you still want to kill yourself? Mm. All passengers are then required to press a button to continue the ride, which would take the train down the 500-meter drop, propelling the train at speeds up to 360 kilometers an hour, close to its terminal velocity, before flattening out and speeding into its first of seven slightly coiled inversions. Each inversion will decrease in diameter to maintain the lethal 10G onto its passengers as the train loses speed. After a sharp right-hand turn, the train would enter a straight track that goes back to the station where all the dead are unloaded and new passengers can board.
I never considered that it would be multiple people.
Yeah, it was built to send out 24 people and for all of them to come back dead.
That's, if I'm euthanizing myself, I'm not, I want to do it surrounded by my loved ones. I don't want to be looking over a guy's shoulder.
You
want to Bye!
Do it by loved ones who are all on the coaster.
That's so fun. What? Because, like, you know, it's like a roller coaster, so it's a bit fun.
Yeah.
You know, so you're like, wee, you're like, having fun. And, like, you know, that would drop off after a while.
Yeah.
And then maybe you're the only one, like, screaming.
Yeah, yeah, because you know what's coming. God.
There is a 2 minute 20 little clip on YouTube about the giving birth using a centrifugal force.
Yeah.
And yeah, apparently it was meant to go up to 8G as well. Like, you know,
what the
spinning.
Fuck?
And just watching it is making me dizzy.
Oh,
you
no.
know? Like, you shouldn't be doing that to a laboring. Oh, what I love is when they kind of fade away and they show the net that's
insane.
Baby is going to be spun into.
They're fully spinning. It's like they've grabbed the Goonie. Fuck.
I love they do the baby in slow motion. And we're about to, whoa, into
look
the
at
net.
It go.
What a wonderful thing. Welcome to the real idiot.
You're so fragile when you're a baby. Like, I don't think you should be spun to be born.
Don't spin. Yeah. Don't spin a laboring woman to
That's
give birth.
Crazy.
There's a book that used the euthanasia coast, like a dystopic, dystopian sci-fi book called How High We Go in the Dark, which prominently features the euthanasia roller coaster for children affected with an incurable plague.
Oh my God.
Well, it's a bit of fun. Well,
a bit of fun. Oh, yeah. Kids, shit. Also, slightly more information.
Yeah.
Subsequent inversions or a second run of the roller coaster would serve as an insurance against unintentional survival of the more robust passengers.
Bro, I do not want to survive the euthanasia coaster.
Imagine, that could be the ultimate rush, though.
Fuck, dude, then you get addicted, because you're like, put me back.
Yeah,
that's like getting addicted to Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trent Aries. Brother, who gives a shit? Jared Leto, sack of shit.
I'm excited for the new Trent Aries. Trent Legacy. Yeah, I don't care. I mean, whatever. I like Trent Legacy.
Now I'm like, it's so hard to care when you keep putting Jared Leto in your films.
It's true.
Stop it.
Okay.
Again, once again, He-Man. I don't care. I now care even less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've actively made me, like, lose interest. And, you know, like, it's not like my caring for Tron Ares was at a 10.
No.
I would say it was probably comfortably at a 2.5.
Okay, seeing that trailer, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. Like, yeah. Seeing, you know, the one, like, I think it's Greta Lee.
Yeah.
She's, like, looking up ahead, and then it's just the ship's coming in, like, behind. I'm like, oh, it's kind of like, you know, like, almost like a monster film.
Yes, where you're totally.
Oh, shit, there's a Godzilla behind a sky.
It was hiding.
That sounds kind of fun. And I was like looking at it, and there was, no one's playing it for laughs. It's kind of like Pixels, but for real.
Exactly. It's dark Pixels. And then Jared Leto, and it goes from a 2.5 to a
negative 10.
Yeah, negative 10. I don't care. It's going to stink. Who cares? Put us on the coaster.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Would you prefer to watch Tron Ares or the new John Tron video?
John Tron Ares. Is that anything?
John Tron Ares.
John Tron Legacy.
What if we went with my previous title for
John Tron Pedophile?
Well, let's find out what the most recent John Tron video is, and you let me know if this sounds good. Videos.
Yeah.
John
Tron. What's his latest video?
Okay, 2 months ago, he uploaded Animorphs, the TV show, where he's turning into a dog as the thumbnail. God, John Tron has a really upsetting head.
Yeah, I think it's crazy he never changed his beard. Ever. He's got that Amish beard, no mustache. Yeah. He can't do that.
Has he ever cut his hair? He's got that, like...
Yeah, I think so, back in the day. You got to have a mustache. You can have just a mustache and no beard, that's fine. And you can have... Yeah, that's it. or a full beard.
Some do that for, like, a religious, like... purposes.
Oh, yeah, if you're Amish or if it's a religious thing, that's fine. Before, just for looks, for visuals?
Yeah. What is it because he couldn't grow a mustache?
I don't know.
Is it because there's, you know, some people that can't grow a full beard or whatever, so like they know he's got to do.
Just don't worry about it. Good clean shaven.
So yeah, that's what I would do.
I think it's going to be really scary, and I'm seeing signs of this, that when the goatee comes back, like the 90s kind of just like full goatee.
The Van Dyke?
No, just like fully, like you shave everything but around your mouth. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know that goatee?
Yeah.
The classic uncle goatee.
Yeah, because that's a 90s look.
Mm.
Brother, and it's coming back. I've seen influencer guys with it, dude. It's on the rise.
You ready for it? I'm not.
I'm not, dude. I'm not
dude,
ready
my
for
face
the goatee.
Is not ready for that.
Let me picture you with a goatee. Like, move your hands a bit.
Yeah.
It looks dirty. Let me see some of it. Let me see some of it. You could maybe do it. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I couldn't.
No, yours is perfect for it. You look like a dirty uncle.
Maybe we all gotta go dirty uncle mode.
Yeah.
In celebration of Tron Ares.
And John Tron's latest videos.
Yeah.
It's what they'd want.
I think so. Do you think if we went to Tron Ares with goatees, they'd kick us out?
No. Jared Leto would be like, my boys, my brethren.
Welcome into the fold.
Yeah. They talk about the same stuff about you guys online as me?
No.
I hope not.
No.
But the moment we got goatees, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
Yeah,
brother.
But you know what I do care about?
Yeah.
I care about emails sent to bsboyspod@gmail.com.
That's right. So, first email is from Thomas. He says, hi, BS Boys. I'm listening to an old episode of your sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, live. And Handsome Tom says he saw someone crying outside of a showing of Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Joel Dusha says he is confident a Star Wars film will never make him cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you all think this is still true? Can a Star Wars come out now and have such emotion to it that JD weeps?
Okay, so straight off the bat. One, Revenge of the Sith, not a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm really... Look,
you're on one, dude. You're on a tear.
It's Revenge of the Sith. That's not a hot take.
No, I just mean in general. I mean,
there's a couple of movies. Pirates of the Caribbean actually goes into the same category as Revenge of the Sith, which is like when they came out, people were like, the first Pirates of the Caribbean, like, it made all the money in the world, and the other two did as well, and people were like, these are great movies. Well, the first one, people were like, this is a great fun really movie. Yeah.
Sunk cost fallacy of like, oh, I guess I saw the others.
And people liked Revenge of the Sith when it came out, but like, it's not. No, Revenge of the Sith, they did. They were like, oh, this is better than the other two. People thought Attack of the Clones was better than Phantom Menace, which it's also not.
That's crazy, dude.
But no.
Stinks.
Like, what?
Everyone was like,
yeah.
Star Wars aren't going to try and do emotion anymore because of how all the freaks respond to fucking The Last Jedi. They're not going to take any risks.
Andor could make me cry. I think I cried in Andor.
Okay.
I think, I don't remember what, but I imagine I would have.
We need to get the Death Star plans.
Don't destroy it.
It had a plan.
That's scumbag rebel, dude. He's going to destroy the Empire's hard work.
It was bringing order to the universe.
That piece of shit.
What are they going to do now?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no. Star Wars will never make me cry.
Mm.
I don't think,
and I like Star Wars a lot, except for the bad stuff. I like the good movies.
Nice,
nice, good, not controversial.
Smart move.
Let people think what the good movies are.
Yeah, the good movies. I can't see The Last Jedi.
Yeah. I can't imagine you crying at most films.
I can imagine your eyes getting wet, like getting kind of watery.
I don't know what movie made me cry most recently.
I'm crying all the time, brother.
Yeah, dude.
I'm crying at commercials.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like a tap, you know? Yeah. He's gonna nudge me.
Just like a tap.
Just like a tap. I also gotta call the plumber. My tap won't stop.
Yeah, you just nudge it. It starts.
I think it's the pipes.
I definitely have cried at movies, at least I would say somewhat recently, but I just could not tell you what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think
Blue Valentine probably made me cry. That's a deeply upsetting film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I probably cried.
Before Midnight. Or happy, depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Has before the Midnight trilogies, because what I like about them is that the before trilogies, is that they always leave on like, well, if you're an optimist this way, if you're, you know, a pessimist this way.
They said that about Midnight as well.
Yeah. Mm. So every single film was like that. And so then the next film will always answer that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hang on, has it always revealed that it's ended? No. It went like, oh, it was a pessimistic ending, optimistic ending.
Yeah.
And we don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to
I was going to say, like, wonder what the canon is. Like, has it all gone pessimistic? No.
Pessimistic, optimistic, nothing. Because, baby, you're going to miss that plane.
Ugh, great line. Great movie. Line.
Why aren't all movies good, listeners?
Why aren't they?
Why?
I don't know, dude.
Why? Please. Please make the movies good again.
I know. I mean, you've been going through your Glengarry Glen Ross kind of like viewing nightly. I recently watched 12 Angry Men and I'm like, my God, like, watching it being like, you know, and I'm feeling so old.
Yeah. Oh, it makes you feel better.
They don't make movies like this anymore.
They don't make movies like they used to.
I go to the fucking movies, I watch Black Bag, and I say, fuck this movie rocks. I go online, it's like, oh, it's made
$4.
Yeah.
Fuck my life, dude.
Your life.
Black Bag's awesome.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Well...
Anyway, so
hope that answers your question.
I don't know if any Star Wars film will kind of make...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Any one of us.
Although funny Mandalorian and Grogu, you're just in tears.
No, it gets me.
Yeah. They should eat that little man.
They're so hungry. Why wouldn't they eat the little man?
Why won't they eat the
They're
little man?
They're starving to death.
Eat the little
man. Little man.
He's right there.
You've got a knife.
He's not going to fight you back. Dude, he's a little man for some reason.
You're so hungry.
This one is from Warren. Hi, BS boys.
Hi, Warren.
A lot of DVDs.
Nice. Uh-huh.
With lots of movies not being legally allowed to watch online and scumbags. Like Zaslav.
What the hell?
Scumbags like Zaslav loving to delete movies from existence.
Mm.
What is the likelihood people will be coming to me in the future asking for a copy of Zoolander? I hope DVDs last for 80 years before crumbling to dust. Again, I guess it's a question about the DVD...
The DVD economy,
And then, you know, because again, everything got like a bit of a shelf life.
Yes, yeah. Was it you were telling me the other day?
Vinyl's coming on its way out, close to its end of its life, right?
Yeah,
like the original ones that were printed.
Yeah, it's hard to say though, because a lot of that is, and it's the same with discs. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might start to have an issue. CDs are apparently like 100 years. Like,
Like
we
stuff
don't
will
really de- know
because entropy is real. Stuff will degrade eventually, but
then also if you look after things properly, that can prevent it.
So I've been keeping my DVD collection in my car directly in the sun.
Yeah,
good move. This guy's a genius.
Yeah. Look, I don't think a movie like Zoolander people are going to be knocking down your door for, but you do see it every now and then. I mean, 28 Days Later, that skyrocketed in price because the streaming rights were all like tangled. And it had been out of production, out of circulation for ages. So, like, if you live in the UK and you went to your local CEX, a Blu-ray copy would be like 30 quid.
Fuck. That's blimey. Yeah. I feel like these days having the physical media does feel the safest option.
Yeah. I mean, like, physical media really fizzled out probably 2017, 2018-y. But then,
even before that, I reckon.
Yeah, like as in, but like as in, like because it got really cheap, as like they were just like whatever, and then people either started buying it or stopped buying it at that point.
Yeah, and then it's weird to think about.
Now like, it's expensive again.
Yeah, you got like okay, you know, VCRs before VCRs, but your VCRs, and you got like you know, well, DVDs, and then Blu-ray, and then we just fell off a cliff. Streaming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
and it's crazy if you look at, like, I was looking at this the other day. I forget what it was for, some movie, and they were like, it made like, say, you know, $1 million or something, and then it was like, and then in DVD sales, it was like 3.5 or something, and I was like, surely you're not getting that return these days through a streaming service.
Well, it's not back-ended. It's not you just get an upfront.
Yeah. But that's crazy. That seems bad for everyone.
Yeah, there's no tail anymore.
Yeah, that seems... That seems
dude, streaming, I don't know if you've heard this, but it stinks.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
At least, like, again, like, video rental stores were a better system than streaming because, again, it's like... It's like it's
you'd make
the,
money.
Yeah,
here's the get, fucking you, thing.
Yeah, for sure.
We can track what's going on.
God, bring back video rental stores.
Yeah,
dude. Because
that's the thing. It'd
the
be this
smell.
Like, oh, man. When people talk about, like, the sort of, I guess, like the DVD or the VCR, you know, like the sort of, like, you know, what they would expect. Like, you know, you do a run in the cinema, it makes X much. It's not a heap of money, but it's fine. And then you go, right, but that's going to, you know, go towards... you know, your DVD rentals or whatever. But then it's like, well, before it went to, like, you know, DVD rentals, it would be out. You could buy it.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you could buy it for, like, you know, like a couple weeks before it came out to, like, you know, renting.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, no, I think first, it was, no, I think it was, it. I think it was you could buy it before.
And then it was just kind of like, you know, you'd make so much money up and like up to a certain point. And you'd be like, you know, finding out like, oh, yeah, if you worked at a video store, you'd be like, oh, yeah, each one of these copies, it's like worth like, you know, we have to pay, say, like $100 to $200 per unit.
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, but you're kind of trying to like, you know, cycle them through that. And you're like, I guess, yeah, it ends up making it, you know,
making its money back.
And then,
basically.
Then it's just sort of eventually you sell a bunch of them off anyway as like sort of extra rentals. And that goes into like, you know, you keep a couple there for like, you know, the weeklies.
You got a very long tail. Yeah.
So look, there's probably some movies you might have that are hard to find on streaming. And if that's the case, then yeah, people come looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
going
to
get you.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, we have another email from our good friend, Richard Cooper.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Should you get attracted to a woman?
Hey, here at Basal Speculation, we say no.
Don't do that.
No. Big mistake.
Hey, relationships are often temporary.
Right.
The truth is, humans aren't very good at being lifelong monogamous pair bonders. It feels like he's trying to convince me to like be in a polyamory.
Yeah. It's like
it's been that way
the polycule.
Since the dawn of time.
He's right.
Even when monogamy is enforced,
women have always
betrayed, and they always will.
Women have always betrayed.
Dude,
Garden of Eden, bitch.
Sneaky,
think about it.
Sneaky women.
See? Yeah.
When a woman says, I love you,
right,
it means she loves you right now.
Okay.
That goes for any feeling she has towards you. It's in that moment she says it. When you understand female nature, it can soften the blow.
I never
of betrayal.
Will.
But is it the view of having your heart broken or having an unhealthy attachment
of the fairer sex.
To a chick? It's,
dude, I don't pay attention to anyone.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm too busy writing angry comments online.
Yeah, nice. Right.
Dude, chicks, fellas, whatever.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Have you seen movies?
Yeah, that's where
they're bad. Movies are bad. I'm just
so
yeah.
bad.
What is this guy like, and what's wrong with him?
Yeah, what's he into?
It's still probably going to happen at some point, even if you are unplugged. Men have always struggled more with attachment. Women, on the other hand, are expert mate switchers. By the way, I want to point out, nothing to back this up in any way, shape, or form.
I still don't really even know what he's selling me, which I like. Last time it was divorce advice.
Yeah, many studies have shown how adept women are at mat switching. Okay. Mm-hmm. Men haven't evolved as well to deal with that. I talk about
stupid
these details.
Fucking men.
I talk about these details in my book. The truth is, a woman will probably betray you at some point.
Is that the name of the book?
I don't know yet. What's his name?
Richard.
Rich Cooper. Rich
Number Cooper. One base of speculation.
Rich Cooper.
Rich Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You gotta look at what he looks like.
So yeah. Oh, okay. I know the title now. So yeah, she is in Sugar and Spice and All Things Nice. Great.
Good name.
Great tagline there.
Let me have a look at this guy.
As a man, you have to understand her nature. Set your feelings aside and deal with it. If you'd like to better prepare yourself for dealing with female nature, you can grab a copy of my book, The Unplugged Alpha.
Oh, I see.
It's really cool to say that, you know, here really. He's got a book about, you know, the Unplugged Alpha.
Yeah.
About, like, you know, dealing with, you know, like women, that kind of stuff. But also,
I just looked him up.
Seminars on divorce.
Yeah.
It's strange. That's
interesting.
I wonder if there's a connection there. I
don't believe so.
I wonder who Richard is DMing.
I tell you what, man, Richard Cooper's beard looks fake. Like, look at it. That's not the look of a real beard.
It does look fake. He's the heel coach. Richard,
what do you think about this photo, though?
Feels like he.
Oh,
he should,
that's
definitely
good. That's very different to the other photos.
Yeah.
So he can rock the goatee. Right?
Yeah, he could pull it off.
Yeah.
He could pull it off.
Yeah.
I love this guy, dude.
Thank you once again.
Thanks, Richard Cooper,
for emailing us in.
No, I'm just going to quickly review your book right now, Richard. One star, this man is an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask people to purchase my self-help book, You're Fat, Rich, and Gay. Go to hell.
Why not? It's a problem.
That's awesome. I truly believe his beard is fake.
Yeah, it might be.
Like, it legitimately just does not.
What? I do, like, again, it's that weird, like that Manosphere look, right?
Yes.
Where it's kind of just like, you know, shaved head, beard, that looks pretty fake. And then you've got those, like, in the one I'm looking at, he's got, like aviators on, so you can't see his...
Can't see his emotions,
vacant expression.
Yeah.
Sorry, his emotions.
Dude, he's awesome, dude.
So anyway, well, thank you, number one fan.
Thanks, Rich Cooper,
for once again emailing us in. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to hear more from you.
Hear more from you,
yeah.
Or whatever it is that you're going to be
peddling next.
About.
Yeah,
it's always a wonderful.
It's always
thing.
A delight.
Yeah,
always absolutely a fascinating insight. So yeah, you too could like everyone's favorite man, Rich Cooper. Email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com or hit us up on the Base of Speculation Plus
Discord channel, baby. Talk about whatever the latest movie I watched instead of Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. Labyrinth. Yeah.
Dude, you gotta watch Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that's what people keep saying that to
He's
me.
In Doomsday now.
Well, we'll see.
He'll get there. I have faith in him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just got to believe you're in it for the long haul, brother. Yeah.
Next one is him. He's promised me. The next one he's going to watch.
Does
gonna
this
be
look like the face of a liar?
No, you're
look
right.
Look at this beautiful face. He would never lie to us.
And this has been another episode of Base of Speculation Away. Well, we've been the BS boys. Movies can go to hell unless they're good.
Yeah, if only movies would stop being so fat, rich, and gay.
God damn
it.
Hey, it makes me sick.
Am I a monster for wanting a movie that looks good and isn't full of pedos?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I don't want to say yeah.
I don't know, yeah.